Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ray Kaplan joins us on a phone line. Hey, Ray, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Good.
Ray is the attorney we frequently talk to about student debt and debt relief. I saw in the news this morning that over 300,000 people are going to have their entire student loans forgiven. This is not forbearance. It is an absolute zero now on the balance they owe. Am I right about that?
That's correct. So if you are considered to be totally permanently disabled by the Social Security Administration, then you will receive an automatic forgiveness of your entire federal student loan balance. And the other nice thing about that is that that is also a tax-free forgiveness. So I should note that it only applies to people who have been considered to be and designated as totally permanently disabled by the Social Security Administration. So, for example, this does not apply to people who are working and who are making over $1,300 per month, I believe is the cutoff. And it also does not apply to our retirees who would otherwise qualify to have their loans forgiven under a medical discharge. So it is kind of a narrow carve out of people who, but, you know, honestly, these are people who should be considered, I mean, who should have their loans completely forgiven because they have already been deemed totally disabled by the Social Security Administration. So it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to get in the way of that, although some people, I suppose, who are disabled have streams of income. Maybe they can't work. Maybe they have investments. Maybe they're well off. I don't know. But I guess none of that matters. If you are by Social Security deemed permanently disabled, then whatever the balance is that you owe, and there's 300,000 of them, that goes to zero. Do I understand that correctly?
Right, that's correct. And so what the Department of Ed is doing is that they are merging their information with the Social Security Administration. They previously did that with the Veterans Association so that they could also forgive loans for veterans who were disabled as a result of their military service. So it is, it's a good thing. I think that it streamlines the process for people who have been considered to be totally permanently disabled, and they'll get an automatic forgiveness of their loan.
You think this is a preview of what else the Department of Education is considering?
I'm a little concerned that it might be these types of things in lieu of forgiveness, so that the administration can sort of give a lot of people forgiveness who were kind of otherwise eligible for it anyway. They're just making it a little bit easier. I'm a little concerned that that might be the extent of the forgiveness, or they might say at the end of the day, look, we've already given a lot of forgiveness. I think that's good for now. So yeah, we'll have to stay tuned and see, because they're still debating. There's a lot of questions about what type of forgiveness, if it's going to be means tested, who it's going to apply to, what type of loans it will apply to. So there's just a lot of uncertainty right now in terms of federal student loans.
How about something like this, or maybe something like this already exists? If, say, you've got a student loan and you owe $40,000 or $240,000 or whatever it is, if you work in an inner-city school, or if you become a firefighter or a police officer, let's say cops, we could pick out certain occupations that we want to fill, and with the most competent people, could we carve out it by occupation, Ray, and say if you do that, your loan's forgiven?
So, I mean, that technically is already covered under the public sector loan forgiveness statute, but they even expanded that section of the statute by now creating this temporary expanded public sector loan forgiveness statute, which is for people who had all the qualifications to qualify, who were a fireman or a police officer, but were simply in the wrong payment plan, and so therefore they weren't in compliance with the statute previously. So honestly, I have to say that the federal loan statute is very forgiving. You just have to know how to apply it. So I think that it is likely that we will see some kind of forgiveness, but I think they're going to be a series of narrow carve-outs of people who qualify for that type of forgiveness, and it'll probably total up you know, to be billions of dollars, but it's not going to be this widespread, everybody gets $50,000 off of their loans type of thing.
Yeah. Well, the $50,000 thing is crazy to me. And I always thought, to me, $10,000 is more plausible. But I, you know, in principle, if it's $2 or $10,000, I think some people think that if you have an obligation, you should pay it. And if you can't honor the obligation, then you shouldn't take the obligation. And I completely understand that. But here we are now with about $1 trillion in student debt out there and people not certain how they're going to pay it. And it is what it is. Kids graduate from college, especially those that are going to work in social services. And they go to liberal arts schools, many of them, and they're going to make $28,000. They're going to make $31,000, and they're going to graduate with $50,000 or $60,000 in debt. And that's just terrible. And
right.
By the way, and they're not going to be able to participate in the economy as readily as they would have because they're going to just be paying the interest on those damn loans. Okay, Ray, what do you think?
Well, but keep in mind, that's true in a lot of cases. But again, the payment plans that they already have set up are really, really flexible and basically come down to the same payment as your cell phone bill. So if you can handle another cell phone bill payment every month, you can handle your federal student loan payment in most cases. So a lot of people, they're just in the wrong payment plan. They don't know what the other options are, and the servicers don't do a good job of telling you what's available to you under the law. So that's something that I think the Department of Ed really could beef up, is just making people more aware of all the great options that already exist for them under the statute, instead of just simply putting their loans into forbearance and putting them in the highest payment plan.
But that's if you are going to work in a public sector occupancy. So if you're a firefighter, a cop, or a public school teacher, or even doctor or nurse, if you're working in the public sector, and that's if you make consecutive loan payments for 10 years straight, and you have to have signed up for the right loan. Like, what if I'm not in the appropriate loan that allows for that? Can I transition to that, or I'm out of luck?
Are you trying to get a job at my office, John? Because you sound like you know a lot about this now.
I know the questions. I honestly don't know the answer.
Well, you're right. So you were talking about public sector loan forgiveness. They do have to be making those payments for 10 years, and then the balance of the loan will be forgiven. I think they are going to make that easier to do. They're going to make the application a bit more streamlined, so that's going to be easier for people. To answer your question, though, the good payment plans also apply to people in the private sector. The only difference is that instead of paying for 10 years, you are going to be paying for 20 years. So very likely you are going to pay back your loan plus some interest on the loan. But that's honestly not the worst thing. It's just, again, knowing and being able to plan and know what your strategy is and know what the payment's going to look like long term. I think
that's the key.
If we take away the mystery, then people don't panic.
But I also think, in a way, the balance almost doesn't matter. It's about cash flow, right? So I don't care if I pay off the loan or if I have a balance that's forgiven at the end. What really I need to know is, do I have money every month? And do these programs that you're describing reduce my monthly payment along the way for those 10 or 20 years? Am I paying less each month if I use these programs?
No, usually the payment will increase a little bit, sometimes by about 4% every couple of years. But still, they're based on a formula that's based on 10 to 20% of disposable income.
Well, that is yes, but that's a
formula.
Yes. But that's what I'm asking. So that formula would reduce my monthly payments for those 10 years, right?
Right. Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I wondered if this was a preview, the forgiving of the student loans for those that are permanently disabled. And they, like I said, I have no quibble with that. I was wondering if that was a preview for what the administration may also be rolling out. But Ray Kaplan says maybe, in fact, that's the way it's going to be. Not student loan forgiveness for everybody of $10,000, but more piecemeal. And that seems to make sense. Her website, if you want to find out more, is financialrelief.com, financialrelief.com. Okay, Ray, thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, John.